Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
And pleasant good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show, an inside look at the black and gold with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. I'm Mike Koss, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Kellen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So it's tough, right? I mean, it's just downright frustrating. We know it. When we talked, I mean, for really 2 weeks, a lot about self-scouting. And then Atlanta comes to town, crowd was ready, but kind of the similar problems, right? Red zone, scoring early, and that's got to be the frustrating part.
Yeah, obviously we had our opportunities in this game. I thought it was a great atmosphere in the dome. I thought our guys played with effort and intensity. I thought our defense started the game really, really well. And, unfortunately, we weren't able to score enough points in this game. We missed some opportunities in all three phases. And so, obviously a frustrating one, but an opportunity that we're obviously going to have to grow from.
You know, Coach Moore, I can remember you've probably been in many locker rooms, and we kind of always jokingly say, the kickers, they're part of the team, but, they're not in the trenches. The blood, sweat, and tears, the kickers kind of hang out with one another. And the players, we just make the damn kick. That's your job. Just make the kick. And the question I have for you, the operation, and what you witness when you look at the film, the operation of the field goal, obviously it has to be perfection. It's not always going to be perfection, but it needs to be when you're talking about the snap, the hold, and the kick. From what you've observed throughout the season, has that been consistent enough? Because I'm looking for the season. Groupie's 18 of 26, 69%, and no kicker has missed more field goals than that. And then we have Charlie Smith. He's on the international pathway program. Doesn't count against, he's on the practice squad. Then, as far as you get a leeway with that. But just break that down, what you've witnessed on film and maybe why Groupie's missing the kicks. Is it him, or has it been, that was a bad hold, or what?
Well, I think that's always a three-man rotation there. There's always improvements, always trying to get better with that because it takes all three of them. It's been unfortunate. We've obviously missed some kicks in this journey here. Blake's a really good kicker. He's done a lot of good in this league. And, so it's frustrating, because obviously games like these, they come down to really tight margins, really tight situations, and we're not able to come up with it. Obviously, it's something we got to continue to evaluate, get better, and we'll see how it progresses.
Now, Coach Moore, how frustrating is this? I mean, I know, because look, we're capable. You look at times, we're moving the football. But you probably have never witnessed this or been a part of it, but it happens, so it's reality. Three trips inside the 15-yard line, including consecutive drives to the Atlanta 1-yard line to start the second half, and you only managed to come away with 3 points. And, you look at it like the red zone's on me. This quote from you, we're not getting it done. It's as simple as that. Now, my opinion, I think like when you're on the half-yard line or 1-yard line, look, we had two plays inside the half-yard line. I'm like, come on. I think it's the offensive line. I know you probably won't admit that, But we're not controlling the line of scrimmage at the point of attack. Now, I know not necessarily guys we are counting on, but even a guy we are counting on, Cesar Ruiz, I see him get whooped. I mean, so to me, when I look at red zone, I've been on teams where you're in the five-yard line, even though they know you're running, they still can't stop you. I mean, that might have happened with you with the Eagles, with Saquon, whatever. But to break that down, and it's, oh, the play caller, or, well, what plays is he calling? A lot of times it's just like who's winning and losing in the trenches when it comes down to punching in the end zone.
Yeah, red zone's been a big challenge for us, and obviously it's negatively impacted us too many times. We're not getting it done. This is 0-for-3, and you're right there inside the five and trying to finish it off in the run game, and weren't able to get it done. And so, it's obviously very frustrating. We haven't found the formula that works for our group. I got to do a better job there. I got to give ourselves better opportunities to go get that done, because we know the difference between scoring touchdowns and field goals down there, especially, you know, both those second half drives, to be down there essentially on the one and not be able to get it done. We missed our ops, and it starts with me, obviously, putting ourselves in the best situation and making sure we can get it done.
So Coach Tyler was able to make his third start, and, you know, now there's teams, there's film on him, right? He had success in Carolina where he was able to kind of step up in the pocket, but not just up, but up and then over, made some huge throws. Well, you know, Atlanta watches the film. He had got sacked 5 times, and so now it's the evolution for your side, you know, that he's, you know what teams are going to be looking for, and you've got to evolve, and he has to evolve to kind of come and know what's coming next.
No question. I thought this game, a lot of it had to do with, we obviously missed some situational football. We weren't efficient enough, though, on first down. We got to be able to run the football cleaner on first and second down. We got to be able to, play cleaner football. Obviously, there was 5 sacks in there, but we got into some obvious pass situations too many times, and that becomes a challenge for everyone. I thought there were some good stuff out there for Tyler. I'm excited with his progression. You know, this is going to be one of those just excellent learning films, just to kind of go through and kind of dissect and get to really spend a lot of time digesting all of it. And so he'll be better for it. He's obviously gotten a few games in under his belt now, and I'm excited for him to continue to progress.
You know, Coach Moore, I don't know if I've ever witnessed this, and I think I've brought this up to you before. This might be the second or third time, and it seems like we have no answers. And the fans want to cheer, especially at home. And you can have a dome field advantage. But we're trailing start to finish 8 out of the 11 games. And this is the point I haven't witnessed. The first quarter being outscored 85-19. I mean, that has to be frustrating, because you want the crowd to be in the game, and they want to be, but you got to give them something to cheer for. And we're always chasing points. What do you think we could do in the back end of the season maybe to turn that around?
Yeah, I thought our defense started well. I thought our defense started fast. They, obviously created some momentum plays early. I thought we made some big time stops there. I thought there was a lot of positives in that, from a defense perspective. We had a sudden change. We still made the stop there, forced them into a really long field goal they were able to execute. And, kick return unit, I thought that was a big time play by Tip. You know, offensively, second play of the game, we have a turnover on fundamentals, simply from a ball handling standpoint, and then we missed our op on the field goal in the red zone. And so, we got to take advantage of opportunities when they're there and, you know, create that momentum and put ourselves in a really good position, just continue to play mixed down football.
Need to take our first break, and we'll have a lot more with Saints head coach Kellen Moore on the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today.
Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. Mike Austin studio. Bobby Hebert is at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi. And Saints head coach Kellen Moore on the Visit Pensacola Saints coaches show. Coach, a couple of questions. One subject, Alvin Kamara. First off, just kind of take me through what was supposed to happen on that third play of the game when it was the handoff to Alvin. Was it supposed to be an RPO? Was he supposed to take it? What was supposed to happen there, and what's the status of his injury?
Yeah, second play of the game is just play action. It's just play action. Obviously, the fundamentals of executing the play action. The ball is a little high, and our elbows collided and created turnover. Really unfortunate thing, just because it comes down to the basics. And we weren't able to create any momentum off that first drive. And then as far as Alvin and his knee, obviously we're going to have to evaluate this as we go. Obviously it's something concerning. And so we'll see how this thing progresses, and we'll see when he's available.
Now, Coach Moore, you look at not just because the fans want to see it, but it has to be part of your game plan and being able to keep a defense off balance. Whether you describe it as a splash play or a chunk play, which we had against the Carolina Panthers, a big part of our victory. And I look at the measuring stick, you got to get at least 65 plays. And we ran 78 plays, but we failed to record a single gain of more than 18 yards. And then our two longest runs were about a quarterback and the receiver, that being Shuck and Mason Tipton, 11 yards. And then, we haven't had a single run of longer than 6 yards by a running back. I know Alvin was hurt, and now we're relying on Neal. And, we only had, two running backs activated, then all of a sudden we don't have no Alvin Kamara, so Taysom Hill has to play a bigger role. But why is it more what Atlanta was doing, or why we were not able to hit on more splash or chunk plays? Because that's a lot of plays to not – have any significant gains. And because we had sustained drives. I wrote this in my notes. I don't know if I've ever seen this, that we had like back-to-back 15-play drives and we scored 3 points. We were possessing the football. We had the ball, almost 6 minutes more than Atlanta. That was a weird game when I look at all that. But describe what you saw when you watched the film, or maybe with your play call and how you're setting some of it and how it lines up to have 78 plays, but you failed to record a single gain of more than 18 yards.
Yeah, you hit it really well. We weren't able to create any explosive plays, and obviously, putting ourselves in favorable situations to allow that. Also, by design, trying to give ourselves as many opportunities run game wise, we just weren't able to get the efficiency going. And we weren't able to generate any explosives outside of Tyler scramble and then the perimeter sweep to Tipton, which he did an excellent job on that play. But we just got to find a way to create that and allow the play action game and the explosive plays to to come off of that, because then when you can get them into those type of looks where they're having to defend both, it creates more challenges, more matchups outside. And so, we got to find a way to do it better.
Now, Coach Moore, explain to me and the fans also, I've never been a big fan. Maybe I'm like too old school with this, but I've not been a big fan when you're on the half-yard line and you go in the shotgun. So I'm like, why are we going backwards to go forwards? And I know you're a big part of the tush push, what y'all did with the Eagles. But I think under center, like I said, the shotgun, you see it in college, you see it everywhere. Why are we snapping it backwards to go forward? And that's inside, what, we had two plays inside the half-yard line. You should be able to will yourself, I think, in the end zone. But good for defense whenever you have a goal line stance. We had one of those early in the season, and good for our defense. But it can happen. What occurred with the snap? Again, like the snap, the hold on a field goal extra point, you have to be perfect. And we never talk about a shotgun snap by the center until he doesn't snap it well and it goes over the quarterback's head. So what was the reason? Now, I know McCoy's been injured. He's not in there. But as a center, you can't worry about the damn snap whether you're under center or in the shotgun. Will you agree with that?
Yeah, obviously, when you look at those, I'm going to calculate them. Ultimately, we didn't get it done in those drives. And so obviously I'm going to be the first one to go back through the calls and question everything. And that's kind of how I evaluate everything. And so, we got stuffed on the QB sneak, tried to get to the Taysom one, which had been successful, through short yardage throughout the game. And obviously the snap ended up high. And so unfortunately we kind of lost that opportunity. And so we still had fourth down in our back pocket on that drive, hopefully, but the penalty negated that. And so we were had to settle for three. And so, obviously it didn't work. And so obviously, you'd prefer to be under center. You prefer to be able to get those sneaks in when you're on the inch yard line. We just weren't able to get it done.
Coach, often we look at defensive third down, and yesterday Atlanta was 3 of 12 on third down. Carolina the week before, 3 of 9. In fact, 7 of your last 9 games. I'm trying not to begin every question with "it must be frustrating," because that's going to be the end result. But 7 of your last 9 games, no opponent has been better than 3 of anything on third down. They've not gotten a fourth third down conversion. So you're doing many things right in that arena. But, and again, the end of the question is that's got to be frustrating to be hold teams to, 3 or less on third down conversion, and yet you've only won 2 of those games.
Yeah. I think there's definitely been some progress there. I thought the pass rush came alive in this game. You saw it in, in this game as well, just as we did in Carolina. I thought that was a positive. I thought we did a good job of matching things out on the back end. And again, I thought our edge rushers came alive. Chase had a sack, Cam had a sack. We had the pressure where Isaiah kind of ended up on, jumping over almost over the top of Kirk.
Yeah, what did you tell him, by the way? Like, what do you say to the guy? I mean, like, I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, unique deal. It's a unique deal. Obviously, you try and stay on your feet as much as you can, just because, you understand he's trying to potentially bat the ball down if the guy were to throw the football, which has happened before. But you try and keep your feet on the ground and make the play, and obviously he was right where he needed to be. So it was a close play, but it had a huge impact in a positive way for us.
Coach, what can you tell the fans? And I'm not saying you got to tell them what y'all going to do, but like bottom line business, are you making the kicks or are you not? And you got Blake Groupie, my understanding, and the public knows this, y'all brought in other kickers, working them out. And they look at Charlie Smith. A very powerful leg, but accuracy maybe could come into question. I noticed maybe in training camp, you can see him make a 60-yarder, but he might miss that 38-yarder. But how is it? Is it wide open, or is it like day-to-day, or competition continues? Or is that something you're going to keep close to the vest?
Yeah, I think it's just a process we got to go through. We'll evaluate this position like a number of positions on our team. Blake's a good kicker. He's had a lot of success in this league. He's going to be a good kicker in this league for a long time. It's unfortunate we missed a couple. And so, we'll have an opportunity to work some guys out like other positions. We have other positions coming in for workouts. We'll evaluate those guys, see how they fit, and we'll see how this thing all progresses.
Need to take another break? We'll have more with Saints head coach Kellen Moore when we come back. You are listening to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coach Show, an inside look at the black and gold. Back after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back, and now moving on to next week, brought to you by John Fayard Moving and Warehousing, first in service. Been not a lot of time, but do want to talk about Miami. So you had the week off prior to Atlanta. They've had the bye. They have been, I don't know, just enormously inconsistent. They're 4-7, but they've been playing some pretty good football of late, and your next two are actually in Florida, Miami and then at Tampa. Is it just back to work, fix the little things? I mean, are you worried? Are you worried that you could lose the locker room?
No, I think that's the thing that I respect and value of our team and the guys that we have in that locker room, is the way these guys battle and compete every day for each other. And they come to work with the right mindset and attitude. Are people frustrated? Absolutely. You should be frustrated. We care about this a lot. Our guys put in a lot of work for this. And so obviously it's an opportunity for us. And so we got to be ready to roll. This team, Miami's coming off of an experience where they faced a lot of adversity as well this year, but they've won their last two games against Buffalo and Washington. And so they obviously have some confidence that's growing, which they've earned. And it's going to be a big time battle for us and opportunity moving forward.
Now, Coach Moore, looking in the back end and the secondary, I think it's been kind of a roller coaster. We're playing a lot of young guys, but one veteran we invested in to bring here in the offseason, that being Justin Reed. I thought it might have been his best, most productive game in a Saints uniform. He had 7 combined tackles. He had that pick six, pass defended, 49-yard touchdown to make it a 10-7 game. All of a sudden, a big momentum swing. But I thought, and it needs to be our alpha, considering, when Lattimore goes to Washington, Paulson and Debo in the offseason signs with the Giants. That being Alante Taylor, I think Alante Taylor, all of a sudden, compared to what he did against Carolina, I thought he was unbelievable. He took kind of a step back. And I know he had 6 total tackles. And along with Kool-Aid, I don't know, they're not afraid to throw those cats. Alante Taylor and McKentry, to me, struggled this game.
Yeah, I think, I thought one thing that was on a positive side from the DB perspective was, stopping the run. I thought Alante made some big-time tackles in there. They tried to play with some, 3 tight ends in the game early to try and mimic what the Rams have done versus a few weeks ago. And Alante really was the key part of shutting that down. And so he made some tackles. And, I thought Justin did an excellent job, fitting in the run game. He obviously made the big play with the interception. The story of this game a little bit was just the explosive plays that the defense was able to create. And so, or the offense, their offense against our defense. And so they had 7 big-time plays that obviously were able to tilt the game in their favor. And, the big-time throw late in the game was a challenge for us.
Coach Moore, I know you emphasize this, you talk about this every week, but we were -1 in a turnover margin, now -4 for the season, and the Falcons were +4 coming to the game, now they're +5. Just that one thing right there, I know you emphasize to the team, we got to be on that plus side, whether we're protecting it and we're taking it away. If you get one up, you got to get 2 back. You look how monumental that was. Now, though they can come and one after the other, and like against the Giants, 5 straight possessions, we were +5. But that's what we got to get back to me. If you want to string wins together, game in and game out, you got to be on that plus side and that turnover margin.
Yeah, we got to protect football. Obviously, it really started the game with a turnover, and then with the fumble, and then ended the game obviously in a challenging situation. But obviously they were able to get an interception on that fourth and long play with a few seconds left, and so we end up with 2. Our defense made 1 big time one for a touchdown, scored points on it. Again, we got to keep trying to stay on that plus side of that thing. It shifts games significantly.
It is a game of momentum, right? I mean, so at the end of the first half, you had a chance. You were down 10-7. They scored 13-7, had the ball, but then missed the field goal. So they take and get to the last-second field goal. So it just in a heartbeat, with under 2 minutes, it becomes 16-7. So I wanted to kind of look at that and transpose it against when they got second and 23 from their own nine after two penalties and two plays later, it's 24-10. I mean, those two, just those two areas in the game of momentum is very hard to overcome.
Yeah, margins are tight, and, you know, there's these opportunities that we have to be able to take advantage of, whether it be advantageous for us or not. You know, the middle of the game, I felt like that there was some good football in there, but ultimately the plays that, you know, had the biggest impact, we weren't able to get it done. And so, you know, I felt like we had a drive before half to get some points, and certainly a drive in the second half to get some points. Didn't come up with those, and, you know, they were able to steal three in the middle of that right before the half, so.
Now, Coach Moore, how about a big contribution? You know, it's all a matter of taking advantage of opportunities with Mason Tipton and the big kick return. He was hitting and getting it. Now, I wish he could have taken it to the house. Obviously, the crowd was all into it. We didn't take advantage and score. But what can you say about Mason Tipton and his opportunities going forward? I thought that was big for him.
Yeah, big play there. Again, he had the longest run of the game on a wide receiver run. And yeah, and he played a lot of snaps. And so moving forward, we're gonna have great opportunities for him. He's gonna get a lot of opportunities. He'll play a lot in the back end of the season. And obviously, I think we have high expectations for him. He's gonna play really good football for us.
Well, Coach, a couple of road games and then two at home. Carolina, the Jets finish with Tennessee and Atlanta on the road. Back to work, continued, you know, getting it done, and hopefully things will be a different outcome in Miami. Thanks for your time as always.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Let's pause 10 seconds to let stations identify themselves here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. We'll come back. Bobby and I will talk with linebacker coach Peter Sermon. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Bobby and I are happy now to talk to Saints linebacker coach Peter Sermon. 17 years on the collegiate level. This is his first year coaching in the NFL, though he played 7 seasons linebacker for the Tennessee Titans. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Wish you were under better circumstances. It is what it is. I guess initially, I mean, 17 years, long time on the college level, first year in the NFL, is, if you could say one or two things, what's the biggest difference? What's the transition?
You know, it's probably bigger than I would have expected. You know, from playing to the collegiate game and the NFL game are just kind of organized differently. You know, kind of style of play. Obviously, the roster limitations on game day kind of impact play selection and the amount of personnel that you see compared to college.
You know, Peter, speaking of personnel, is that something you and Coach Daly figure out, or does it maybe pertain to the circumstance as far as the linebacker rotation? We all know Double D, DeMario Davis, he's the alpha dog. I don't care how old he is. But, like, I'm talking about, like, Pete Werner or Stutzman or Stallbird. How do y'all decide, like, okay, you going in next series, or are you going to get X amount of plays? Just explain that to the fans.
Yeah, so we have not a super hard fast template, but we discuss that every week, and you know we kind of allocate those reps during the practice week to get those guys ready. And right now with what Danny's doing, we're rotating him in with Pete. Pete's having a really really good season. But as I look at our room, you know you have a very very experienced player in DeMario. You got Pete who's a great player, but after that, you know, we don't have a lot of experience. So what we're trying to do is continue gaining experience in that room to bring those guys along. The way we're utilizing Isaiah Stallbird is you're seeing him some more sub packages. He has a unique skill set. He's a very very explosive, twitchy, fast athlete. You see him making those plays on special teams, and what we're trying to do is just you know is find those kind of those tools that are different. And get them on the field. So right now, those four guys are very heavily involved in the game plan and getting those guys experience and reps and getting them opportunity to show us what they can do.
Now, Coach Sermon, with all the years you've played and now, Coach, how would you describe DeMario Davis? Because I say this at the season. If he's healthy, he'll hit that century mark plus, more like 120, 125 tackles. To me, he's a pro's pro, and he's always hitting – and active every game. You're almost surprised if he doesn't have at least 10 tackles in the game. And when you look at right now, he's 102 tackles, and we still got a number of games to play. I don't care about his age. Wouldn't you agree with me that DeMario Davis is still, he's not a weakling, he's playing at the highest level and what he's been able to do?
You know, I watch him around the league, and you know, I put up, you know, his production. You know, I'm sure it's probably top 10. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but his production, his availability, you know, and I would 100% agree with you. He's a pro's pro. When I was playing, I had a coach tell me there's two types of players, guys that are pros and guys that get paid to play. And those are two different animals, in the meeting room, off the field, on the field. And I couldn't say enough things about DeMario, how he handles himself, in the meeting room, how he handles himself, in the off season, how he leads the defense, how he leads the team. He's really just the epitome of what you want in a leader. And then, you know, sometimes leaders not necessarily as productive as you like them to be, but he is the total package. He's an unbelievable man.
And ironically, you know, he had 11 tackles, so he does have his ninth straight year of 100-plus. And so, well, yeah. When did he? Well, 2016 with Cleveland, he had 99. Right? 2015, the year before, he had 90. Before that, 2014, back with the Jets, 116 and 106. So literally his entire career, other than his rookie year, you know, has been 100-plus. And so it's an amazing kind of person. Talk about the, if you can, the growth of a Danny Stutzman and what you've seen, and from a rookie to come in. He does have, you know, with Pete and DeMario ahead of him and to learn from those two cats, but his growth.
Yeah, his growth has been excellent. You know, this is this process, you know, we got here right around the combine. And then after the combine, you know, Jeff Ireland and Mickey sent us out to get some opportunities to work some guys out and spend time with them. And Danny was one of those guys that I had opportunity to spend time with, did a personal workout with him, and then actually went out to dinner with him and then did a position meeting with him. So I felt I had a real good exposure to what Danny was personality-wise, and then most importantly, kind of what his football capacity was and get an understanding of how he was trained. I think he did a great job getting trained at OU, and he's come in and he's been very diligent, been very, very mature as as a rookie, and right now he's learning two spots. So he plays behind DeMario, and he's obviously in the rotation behind Pete. So what he's been able to do mentally to handle those two positions as a rookie with a full workload on special teams, it's been very impressive with what he's doing. We're real bullish on him in the future.
Now, Coach Sermon, looking at that linebacking room, and when I look at Jalen Ford, now he's in his second year at the University of Texas, fifth-round draft pick. I mean, I think he could provide depth. I don't know about starting, but he seems like almost a better version. I don't know if that's even a correct term, of Nephi Sewell. He'll contribute on special teams at a high level, and he looks the part. No, he definitely looked the linebacking part. But what can you say to development of Jalen Ford? Because, I mean, here's Stutzman just drafted, but it seems like he's ahead of Jalen Ford. Now, you need a roster where you need those guys contributing at a high level on special teams. And right now, that's how I view Jalen Ford. You might disagree with that, but where is he at?
Yeah, you know, kind of my understanding of Jalen, you know, he had that ankle injury his rookie year. So I really, you know, around the building, you know, I think there's some thoughts of like, you know, this is his first full season of being healthy. And I think Jay had a really, really good training camp. He made some plays, you know, a great interception in one of the preseason games. And what I've learned, you know, through this process of myself, you know, I would have to say that I was fortunate I didn't get fired my rookie year. I was selected. Floyd Reese was the GM of the Titans at the time. He selected me. And my rookie year was a tough transition for me. But thankfully, you know, he gave me an opportunity to get my feet on the ground and develop. And then, you know, ultimately turned into a starter. So I think everybody has a different path. I think everybody mentally, the transition's different. And, you know, you really see that from the high school to the college. And I think there's another jump from the college to the pro ranks. And everybody's on a different path, you know. So I think Jay has displayed that he's got a good feel for the game. He's extremely strong in the run game. And I think we just have to keep getting him reps. We had a session this afternoon or this morning that, you know, he and Nephi are out there on the field and we're getting additional work. So, this process of development, I don't think is ever over. I think you're always developing against father time. You know, I'd say DeMario, you know, he's as accomplished as he is. I think as a football player, you're in constant development mentally, and you're just hoping that your body can cooperate as long as you continue to grow and develop mentally.
Now, Coach Sermon, you bring up Nephi Sewell and the practice squad. Tell the fans, always ask assistant coaches this. A normal practice, you're in the regular season mode, and all of a sudden, you have a scout team, you have to give a good look. How involved are you with the linebackers to give the offense a good look with that scout team defense? And what pointers or what do you give as far as the linebacking core? That, yeah, it is the scout team running another team's defense, but the fundamentals of that trying to get better.
Yeah, the fundamentals of defensive football, you know, with the linebacker position, it's going to be eye control. It's going to be the ability to defeat blocks. And ultimately, you know, in practice, you're not tackling. But, the attack phase, you know, the approach phase in tackling and being in proper body position. So those three things, you know, or what they're, we're always stressing. And then when the ball's in the air, you know, get an opportunity to finish on plays and then ball search, you know, and helping the offense, you know, with ball security and all those things. But, the whole organization is involved in the scout team and giving good looks and drawing the right cards up so the offense gets a good look and then vice versa with the offensive scout guys. You know, it takes everybody pulling in the same direction to get this thing going.
So, Coach, you and your wife, Lindsay, have four children. Congrats. Three daughters, Austin, Savannah, and Sadie, and Jackson Sermon, who I believe still on the practice squad with the New York Jets, played week 7 as a PSE, practice squad elevation, made a tackle. And so I'm just curious how much you guys talk during the year. Are you dreading week 16 when the Jets come to town? How does that work?
Yeah, we talked, as you'd imagine, we talk all the time. And fortunately, unfortunately, you know, I've competed against him before. You know, he spent his first 4 years at the University of Washington And then he graduated, and then he came down. And I had opportunity when I was at Cal. He played for me for 2 years. So unfortunately, this is something we've had to do before. But, you know, wish him all the success. Hopefully he gets another elevation for that game in particular. It'd be fun to go out there and see him compete. But, yeah, I'm happy that he's, you know, he's taken this path. And, you know, the practice squad is not always a sexy path, but he's grinding away and looking for another opportunity.
Yeah, but he was on it last year, so he's earning his time. And
yes,
we appreciate it. You know, these are not easy times. You saw that crowd yesterday. They are just waiting, hoping, just trying to get something. So they'll be there. And continued hard work, and best of luck to you the rest of the way.
All right, I appreciate your time.
Thank you. That's linebackers right, coach Peter Sermon. Again, his son plays for the Jets, and they'll be in town on week 16. See what the records are at that point. See who's playing who. Bobby, send us out, my friend. We need something positive.
Yeah, we need some. We got to take a Florida road trip and treat it like spring break and have a great time and whoop the Dolphins in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's on the slide. How hurt is Baker? That's going to be interesting to see going forward. Boy, Baker's kind of Tampa Bay. They've kind of gone from the penthouse to the outhouse as of late. Look, Carolina's right there with them. I'm intrigued with the game tonight between Carolina and San Fran.
I know that's what makes me is mostly irritating. You win yesterday, you're back in the hunt. I mean, you're literally back in the hunt. But we'll have to wait and see. All right, Bobby, thank you, my friend.
All right, thank you, Hoss.
Got to take a break. Come back. We'll go back to the casino. We'll talk with Mike Dettillier at the Silver Slipper, get his thoughts on Monday Night Football and this crazy NFC South. This is the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. It is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss, as we go back out to the Silver Slipper in Hancock County, Mississippi, and Mike Dettillier, college NFL analyst du jour. And I wasn't really teasing as we went to break. I mean, if you think about it, Tampa's lost 4 of 5. The Saints beat Carolina. They win yesterday. They're 3-8. Now, I know it's a long shot, but, man, the NFC South is back to kind of where I thought it would be. It's and Carolina's playing tonight. I mean, they would have been, because they still had to play Atlanta, Carolina, and Tampa at 3-8. You'd have been in the hunt.
Hoss, you know what's the crazier thing? You talk about kind of twist in the road. You know who's there to maybe save Tampa Bay? Teddy Bridgewater. Okay, they got him. He was a high school coach. He leaves coaching high school to come in to be Baker Mayfield's backup. And now I would have just from the – I know it's on the left side with the AC joint. I'm sure he's going to miss some time. But similar to how, remember when Drew Brees broke the thumb?
Yep.
Aaron Donald situation. Now, here Teddy Bridgewater is in a spot to kind of save the Bucs' bacon in the NFC South. Yep. How ironic is that?
Well, remember when he came in and he played 5 games, 5-0. He didn't do any. He's like, look, this is the game plan. You just run the game plan. You run these plays. And he really resurrected his career, right? I mean, he came back from the high school after he won the state championship at his alma mater. I think he went to Detroit as kind of the backup of the playoffs. But if you just, you know, he's not going to go. Don't go out there and be Mr. Hero. Run the offense and, you know, and see what happens. But it's been amazing.
And all the injuries, it's amazing when I watch the 49ers today. Hoss, they don't have great depth, and they continue to win. What a great job Robert Saleh's done with that defense. Okay, you can say what you want about him as a head coach. Man, as a defensive coordinator, it's unreal. And then yesterday, you watch the Bears. They were without all 3 starting linebackers. They beat the Steelers. Yeah. And guess who's coaching them? Okay, Dennis Allen. So, you know, some guys are made for the small room. Some can be that head coach. But I think about every time I watch the 49ers, what a great job Robert Saleh's doing. And then you lose your starting quarterback. Now Brock is back in place as the starter. McCaffrey's back healthy. You got Kittle back. A lot of people thought they'd maybe make a run at this, but not with the cards they were dealt this year.
Well, how about
all these injuries?
Yeah, and the division. They're 7-4 and in third place. They're in third place in their own division at 7-4. Seattle's 8-3, and the Rams, man, the Rams do whatever they want. They're 9-2. So it's not that you've battled through everything, and you go, we're in third place? Man, it's tough.
Watching the Rams last night, it was like watching a skeleton drill. Okay, yeah. With Matt Stafford, the ball don't touch the ground. And one thing with the Bucs, boy, they can't rush the quarterback at all. And if you go in a game like that, okay, Stafford's throwing no-look passes. He looks one way, the ball's going the other way. I mean, every pass comes out a little differently for him. That's just the way he is. But to see the Rams, and this was a total rebuild. Once they won the Super Bowl, they disassembled that team. Then you lose Aaron Donald to retirement. And look what they've been able to do. But the one thing that's consistent, Stafford. And I think one of the great coaching kind of just how they do it during the season to kind of judge a team and then readjust afterwards. The Rams last year in three tight end sets, 13 personnel. You know how many times they ran it last year, percentage-wise?
Not very many, I bet.
6%.
Yep.
Today, guess what? It's the standard. They run in three tight ends. They run the 13 personnel with Davante Adams. And I'm like, whoa. They changed that in between games 2 and 3 in the season. How many coaches can do that and do it during the year? That to me is amazing, to watch Sean McVay and how he's coached this team. And okay, you get to a Super Bowl and you end up winning it, and then total rebuild, and what you've been able to do. And here's the crazy part: they got 2 first round picks next year. Theirs and the Falcons.
One of them from the Falcons, yeah.
Yeah.
And they got to play him still. So I don't know that there's a more Jekyll and Hyde team in the NFL than the Saints' next opponent, Miami. This is a team that had a team-only, coaches out of the building, team-only meeting after week one. Now, we didn't know then what we knew now. They lost week one to Indianapolis. They lost week two to New England, the only team with 10 wins. Lost week three in Buffalo. So, I mean, but still, a team-only meeting after week one. They've lost at Cleveland. Then they come back and they beat Atlanta. Then they lose to Baltimore. Then they beat Buffalo. I mean, they're, you know, I don't gamble, but I would stay away from Miami.
I would agree. And then they trade away, arguably, their best defensive player to the Eagles in Jalen Phillips. But you know what makes that engine run for them? The Achan.
Yeah.
At running back. Horse crazy thing. I got asked to do a Texas State track meet for TV. I mean, man, what? I ain't never done no track meet. Commentating for a track meet. And who I meet up there? The Achan. And, you know, he's not a very big guy. He's 5'8". I'm stretching. But he was yoked now, but he could run. So on the court with him to run, okay, we on the field talking, and he was running 100, 200-meter dash. And so I told him, you know, what's your competition today? He said, I'm not competition.
Yeah.
He said, my biggest competition is me. He said, because if I don't get out the blocks good, he said, I'll probably still win. But he said, it'll only be by maybe a step. He said, if I get out the blocks good, he said, I'll beat him by 2.5, 3 steps. Sure enough, would he beat him by 100, 200-meter dash? He beat him by 3 steps. He got out the blocks and just outran everybody. And the other thing, we doing pregame for LSU Texas A&M. Last game of the regular season. Okay, the Achan, okay, wasn't going to play. He's sick. He's got an ankle injury. I'm on the Texas A&M radio network. They tell me he's not playing today. First thing I see, he gets the ball and gets it. The LSU's still trying to tackle it. He is a unique running back because of his speed, and you got one shot at him. And if you don't get him and he gets past the line of scrimmage, good ruck You ain't catching him. He's got that type speed, and that Waddle guy is really good at receiver, too.
Yep. We will see. They're coming off a two-game win streak, and they've had a week off. Thank you, as always, Mike Tillier and Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper in Hancock County, Mississippi. It is the Saints in Miami. My thanks to Charlie Long in the booth. We will see if the Saints can pull out a victory against Miami, then at Tampa. Two back-to-back on the road. Thanks for listening. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.